The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Brachos Daf Ches. The Gemara says on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Menachem, Amar Rav Ami, Mai Dichsiv, Va'izve Hashem Klu. Those that abandon the Eibishter, those that abandon Hashem, should be destroyed. What's called abandoning Hashem? How could he ever abandon Hashem? It's because he walks out on a Sefer Torah, which is open. Rebavo Nofik ben Gavra leGavra. Rebavo went out between Aliyahs. That would be okay because the Sefer is closed. Boy Rav Papa ben Psuka lePsuka Mahu. Does it have to be that the Kriyas HaTorah is stopped because it's been Gavra leGavra? What happens if it's between in Yonim? The Gemara says Teiku, it's a Shaila. What's interesting is that L'chor, this is a Shaila in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, which is definitely only a Kriyas Midrabon. L'chor, the Halacha should be Sveiko Dirabonon L'kulo, as is the Klal by all Chiyuvim Dirabonon. If you look at Rabbeinu Yoin over here, the Rabbeinu Yoin says Paskins L'chumra. Says that's an Issa D'Araisa. What exactly is Issa D'Araisa? You have to say it's not out of the Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah, but V'oizvi Hashem Yichlu means that by walking out on the Kriyas HaTorah, once there is a Kriyas HaTorah in place, one is a Mevaza, the Torah itself, and Bizui HaTorah is definitely D'Araisa. Kidvash and Bozves Mitzvah Sehefer is definitely an Issa D'Araisa, and therefore walking out on the Kriyas HaTorah, one is Sofik of Bizui. Kriyas HaTorah is a Sofik Bizui HaTorah itself, and therefore one is Mechuyev to be Machmir. Now to continue the Gemara that we just started reading, the Gemara says a Shiloh. Rav Sheshis Mahader Api Begoris. Rav Sheshis would turn around by Kriyas HaTorah and he would learn. Rav Sheshis would open up a Gemara and he would learn whichever sugi he was holding and he would keep on learning. Omar Anan Bididan, I'm doing my thing. They're doing their thing. Very difficult Gemara. Rav Sheshis did not partake in Kriyas HaTorah of the Tzibur. He said, I'm also learning. I'm doing my thing. As long as I'm learning, I'm okay. Is that true, that a person does not have to listen to Kriyas HaTorah? Tosfos over here brings the Gemara in, Sota Daf Lamed Tes, that as soon as Kivin Sheniftach Sefer Torah, Osur L'Saper Apifil B'Dvar Halacha, as soon as they open up the Sefer Torah, one is Osur L'Saper, one is not allowed to speak about, one is not allowed to speak, not Dvar B'Tes, surely not Dvar B'Tes, but even not B'Divrei Torah. So the Chor of Sheshes was over on this, by learning. How do we reconcile the Gemara Brachas Daf Ches with the Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Tes? There are four mahalchim between the Taisus by us and the Taisus in Sota Daf Lamed Tes. There are four mahalchim. Interestingly enough, all of them are brought in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Kuf Mem Vav Beis, which is these halachas. The Shulchan Aruch brings as various options these four terutzim. The first teretz that the Shulchan Aruch brings is the mahalach of the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rif, and the Rambam. And that is that Be'emesin, the Gemara in Saita, says that there is a Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah and it's incumbent every single person has to listen. Just because he's learning is not a Ptur. But Rav Sheshis, who was Terosi of Nosir, the same way we find that on a certain level of Terosi of Nosir, of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, there's a Ptur of Tvilo. One does not have to daven three times a day. Again, we don't have that Madrega Bizman Hazeh. The same way we don't have this Madrega Bizman Hazeh either. Rav Sheshis, who was on an extremely high level of Terasi Yom Nasai, for him there was no Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore the Mahadur HaPeh, he could do his thing, even while the Tzibur is being Oisik in Kriyas HaTorah. In which case it would not be Negei Tos LaHalokha. The Shulchan Aruch does bring it, but Bepashas we don't have that Madrega Bizman Hazeh. A second Mahalach that's brought in the Shulchan Aruch is the Mahalach of the Bahag, that when there are 10 people who are listening to Kriyas HaTorah, then the 11th person does not have to be part of the Tzibur. The Tzibur is anyways listening, and then he can do his thing. If there's a whole shul full of people, anybody who wants, if he's behind on that day's daf, could open up a Gemara and just continue learning. Sounds like a chiddush, which means that a person, there's only a chiyuv that the Tzibur should listen to Kriyas HaTorah, which we'll get back to in a minute, but it's not a personal obligation. The third mahalach is, and this is the mahalach of Taisus, the Rosh, and the Mordecha, which is brought over there in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Mem Vav, is that the Lashon of the Gemara over there is L'Saper Afil B'Dvar HaLacha, that one is not allowed to speak in a loud voice. which will disturb other people's conversation, disturb other people's concentration on the Kriya Satayr. But there's no inherent chiyuv that he has to listen to Kriya Satayr, and therefore he's allowed to learn. And that was Rav Sheshes learned quietly. That's the mahalach. The fourth mahalach is the mahalach of the Rashbam, the Ravya, that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. And that is that Mahadar Ape, the Gemara says by us, that Rav Sheshes Mahadar Ape, is that he started learning before, and therefore he was already learning Oisik V'mitzvah, Potter Menamitzvah. Now, as we're reading these Terutzim and Taisus, one basic question seems to register and seems to stand in front of us in defining these different Mahalachim of the Rishonim. What exactly is the Chi of Kriya Satayr? Does every single person have a personal obligation of Kriya Satayr? Lamashal, Kriyas Megillah, which we do B'tzibur, and the Balkoire is Moitzi, everybody with Shemei Koina, is clearly a Chubachiv that every single person is Mechiv to do. If a person did not hear from a Balkoire, then a person has to lay in himself. The reason why we lay in B'tzibur is because there's a Maila in the Kriyas Megillah, B'roivam Hadras Melech. But the chiyuv of Kriyas Megillah is a personal obligation, the same way Shofar is Pasha Zohar is already questionable, maybe it has to be learned from the Sefer Torah, only Berab, maybe Yochanan, not. But these mitzvahs are personal obligations, which one is Mekayim, al yidei listening to the Baal Tekeh, or the Baal Kairi, and he's yotze with the vehicle called Shemei Koine. When you listen to something, and halach is considered as if you read it, as if you said it. Kiyah Shofar is not a chiv to blow, it's a chiv lishmoya, so therefore it's not even Shemei Koine, he's listening. But the chiyah by Kriyas Megillah is a chiyah klein. Is that the pshat in Kriyas HaTorah? Or the pshat is that it's not a chiyah on each yochid, it's a chiyah that's incumbent on a tzibur. It could be as a yochid, he does not have a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, he has a chiyah of Kriyas HaTorah only insofar that he is the tzibur. Now, let's go back and take another look at these two roots. The first mahaluch of the Rach, the Rabbein Chanan, the Rif, and the Rambam, is debatable. One could theoretically say, look, it says that he's Potter. If he's Terosim Nasi, that means that's not a personal obligation. It's only a Chiyuv Tzibur, and it could be that the Talmud Chacham is Potter from certain Chiyuv and Tzibur because Terosim Nasi. That could be. On the other hand, we could argue that the same way Tefillah is a personal obligation, and a Talmud Chacham on a certain level of Terosim Nosei would be Potter from davening three times a day. So over here also, he does not have a personal obligation of Kriyas HaTorah. The second teretz of the Shulchan Aruch, the Bahag, which is that when there is a minion anyways listening, so then he's not mechuyev to be mishtatev, clearly favors that side of the Chakira, that the Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah is a Chiyuv HaTzibur. And his chiyuv in listening is only a chiyuv to have a tzibur listening to Kriyas HaTorah, but it's not a personal obligation. He's not yoitza with the balkoire, with the vehicle of Shemei HaKoina. He's not even mechuyev to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. As long as there's a tzibur, he'd be mechuyev, there's only another 9 people, to create a tzibur. There's a chiyuv for every individual to make sure that there's a tzibur. But if there is a tzibur, I'm not mechuyev. What happens if I didn't make it to shul one Shabbos? I wasn't feeling well. Did I miss a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah? According to his opinion, no. I might have missed Tvila. I might have not put on Tvila if I was an oinus. But I didn't miss a kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyum at Tzibur. And the Tzibur heard Kriyas HaTorah. That's according to the Bahag. According to the third Shita, which says that Be'etzim he's allowed to continue learning, but he's not allowed to learn B'kol Rom. Again, the understanding is, he's not allowed to learn in a way that upsets the kium Kriyas HaTorah of the Tzibur. But it's not a personal obligation. According to the fourth Mahalach, again, there's no clear raya. Since he was Maschil B'mitzvah, maybe it is a personal obligation, but it's not a personal obligation. He's mechuyev to stop learning, even though normally the halacha is that Talmud Torah, one is mechuyev to stop to do a mitzvah, which we discussed in a previous shir. Over here, since the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is only another form of Talmud Torah, one would not be mechuyev to stop learning in order to facilitate one's Kriyas HaTorah. But it could be that the fourth Tetz Rashbam and the Rav Yo hold that the mitzvah is in fact a personal obligation. So again, we see this chakira with different stadim according to some terutzim in the Taisvis, in the Rishonim. It's clear it's not a personal obligation. According to others, we could still be mistapik. In the sugya Megillah Chov Gimel Amin Aleph, the Gemara says over there, HaKoyel Oilun Laminyan Zayin, The Ran explains over there, the Gemara is saying that as one of the Koyrim, and in those days, in the days of Chazal, the Oila was Koyrim, which means that if the Gemara says a Koyla, it means even a cotton, that the cotton could be the Bal Koyre. You know, we're not knowing that way Laloch, even though this Gemara would seem to be brought Lahaloch in Hilchos Krisadur. We're not knowing that way, we only give a cotton Maftir. If we have a Bar Mitzvah where they want to learn the whole Pasha, it has to be after the Bar Mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. It's quite common to make a Bar Mitzvah the week before the boy's Bar Mitzvah, because Maftir, which is only an addition, one can give to a cotton. But to be from the Zion Kruim, to be Moitzi the Tzibur in Kriya Satayra, one cannot give. But the Ran says, no, the Ran says that one can give a cotton to be from the Zion Kruim. The Chayr would seem to be clear from the Ran that the discussion of the Gemara is as to whether the cotton could be Moitzi the Tzibur. The Ran says over there, in actuality, the Ran says that the halacha is that a cotton cannot be Moitzi the Tzibur. Why? Because there's a personal obligation everybody has to hear, and if there's a chiv al shemei ka'ina, a cotton cannot be moitz with shemei ka'ina. Look at the Rosh over there, Megillah, and the Meiri over there, and they say clearly that the chiv kriyas hatoru is that there should be lahashmiya la'om. The chiv kriyas hatoru is that the Torah should be said out loud to the tzibur. The tzibur does not have to be yoitz as individuals, their personal obligation to hear Kriyas HaTorah with the Baal Koyre, therefore even a Kadim could do that. The Lahashmiya La'om, that the words of the Torah, the Parashat HaShavua, should be said b'tzibur, from a Sefer Torah, does not mean that everybody is mechuyev to say it themselves, therefore even a Kadim could be the one to facilitate the Chiv HaTzadik, Kiyum, Chayves HaTzibur, of Kriyas HaTorah. That would seem to be the Chakira over there in the Rishonim. Another interesting nafkamina is what the Achronim discuss. What happens if somebody's still davening? This is mostly common on Monday and Thursday. Person, but it could happen Shabbos also, a person's late to davening, he's still, they take out the Sefer Torah. If he's quiet, can he be Yoitzu with Shemei HaKoina, the Kriyas HaTorah? Does he have to be Yoitzu with Shemei HaKoina? Is there a Chiyuv for him to learn? If it's the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, the Chiyuv can be Yoitzu with Shemei HaKoina. It's considered absent. On the other hand, if there's a personal obligation to hear Kriyas HaTorah, maybe he could do that in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. If there's a personal obligation to be Yoitzu with Shemei HaKoina, he certainly can't do that in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. If there's a Chiyuv HaTzibur, it could be there's no need to listen Bechlal. The Tzibur is laning, he's in the middle of his mitzvah, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. As soon as he finishes Shemoneh Esrei, he'll become part of the Tzibur. So this again would be tolui, the Achronim discuss, they throw around different ideas, different ways of saying this halacha, whether he is mechuyev, whether he's allowed to listen, if he's yoitzah, if he's not yoitzah, should he stop, should he not stop Shemoneh Esrei. But l'chayra, this all revolves around this type of discussion. Would seem from the Achronim that there is not, that this tzad is not acceptable halacha, that there's a personal obligation to lane, and is yoitzu with the bakar with Shemei HaKoina, despite the Ran, would seem clear that there is a chiyuv on the tzibur b'chlal yusoy, that would seem to be the Achronim say, and he's b'chlal the tvila, and he's b'chlal the tzibur, and therefore he's m'chuyiv as part of the tzibur. If the tzibur is laning, he's not m'chuyiv for himself to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. That if a person missed Kriyas HaTorah, he still should hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Let's say a person had to daven b'yichidus, he still should go to shul to hear the Kriyas HaTorah that he missed. But it's not a separate personal obligation. Now, what's interesting is that Chazal will metaken Kriyas HaTorah not as a separate mitzvah Talmud Torah by itself. L'chera, Kriyas HaTorah should take place Monday and Thursday, right after the Daf Yomi Shir. So there's another form of Talmud Torah which is incumbent on the Tzibur, which is Kriyas HaTorah. Pull out a Sefer Torah and say, no. By us, the Kriyas HaTorah is right after Tefillah, right after Shemoneh Esrei, Tachnun, which is part of the Seder Tefillah, before we go into the finale of Tefillah, Ashrei Velotzin, or on Shabbos, before we, on Shabbos by Mincha, it's even before the Shemoneh Esrei, after Ashrei Velotzin. Shabbos is after Shachas, before Musaf. In any case, it's part of the Seder HaTfilah, part of the Seder of the Tfilah Berabim. The same way the Tzibur davens together, there's a Chayvas Tfilas Tzibur, which means that the Tfilah is not just a personal kiyum of one's mitzvah's Tfilah, but there's a structure of Tfilah as a Tzibur, which we discussed, Bez Hashem, in the previous year. There's part of that Chayvas HaTzibur is the Chiv Kriyas HaTorah. Now there is a personal obligation of Parshas HaShavua, which is incumbent on Kol Yochid V'Yochid, which is discussed now in Sugya, which is the mitzvah of Lahashlam Parshiyos in the Imat Tzibur, the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra V'Chetarku. And in that halach in Kuf Mevav Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch says that everybody's mechuyev to listen to Kriyas HaTorah, we're machmir agav in the discussion of who's mechuyev, and we say everybody's mechuyev to listen to Kriyas HaTorah, and the Shulchan Aruch speaks out, which comes from a Tshuvas HaRashba, even if it was mashlim parshu Yosef v'matzibur, even if he had already finished Shnai Mikra V'chetarku, what does one have to do with the other? One chiyev has nothing to do with the other. The Teretzes, of course, they do. There's a chiyev for a person to follow along the established chelik of the Torah that's for that week with the tzibur, and there's a personal obligation on that where a person is mechuyev to say the parasha Shnayim Mikra V'Chetarku, and then there's an extended level of that chiyuv where the tzibur is mekayim that in the vehicle of a bal kori laning for everybody. Again, now with Shemei Kohenah, there is some discussion. L'chera, it does not help, meaning the when a person listens to laning, that's not a kiyum of his personal chiyuv Shnayim Mikra V'Chetarku. He would not be yoytze. He could say along with the Bal Kori and be yoytze the parsha, even though it's l'chadchila better not to, but to say it two times out of the frame of Kriyas HaTorah, but he's certainly not yoytze with the Bal Kori, because that's not what the Kriyas HaTorah is. Shemei Ka'ina with the Balkari. There's a Chiv HaTzibur, and then there's a personal obligation of Shnayim Mikra V'Chetarku that he has to say for himself twice the parasha and once the Targum. But that would be Tolu in also in that type of thing. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch has to speak out that even if a person was already Yoytze his personal obligation, but there's a separate Chiv of a Chiv HaTzibur to be part of the Tzibur, to listen, to hear, to be Mishtatif in the public reading of that week's Parshas HaShavua. Another shadow which comes up in this framework of what exactly the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is a Ginnis Vrodim, a famous Ginnis Vrodim in Erechaim Klal Beis, Simuchov Beis, where the Ginnis Vrodim, which is one of the great poiskim of 300 years ago, one of the Sephardi poiskim, the Ginnis Vrodim criticizes the Minig Yisrael of laning over and over again Pasha Zeus HaBrocha on Simchas Torah, which we do, Al Chavivus HaTorah. And he says, the choyv satzibur is to hear the parasha. Everybody has a choyv to hear the parasha. What mashmos does the second round have? The chiv is every single person hears Kriyas HaTorah, and after he hears it, that's it. What makom is there on the second level? On the second round, the third round, the fourth round? What is that a kiyum of? How can you make a brocha, Birchas HaTorah on it? It would seem that the tshuva is that the mitzvah, like we pointed out, it's not a mitzvah to hear that parasha. There's a vehicle of Liman HaTorah Barabim called, the Chiyuv that Chazal established, called Kriyas HaTorah Barabim. Normally, that Kriyas HaTorah is Niskayim with one reading. On Simchas Torah, Mipnei Chavivah, Simchas HaTorah, there's a Mishnas Toikiv to this mitzvah. There's an added emphasis, not only on the reading one time, but there's an added emphasis on reading again and again, a beginner of Hafoichba, Vafoichba, the Kulaba, that calls them Nichnas into the public, attaching themselves to Torah with the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Again, if we say the simple understanding that Kriyas HaTorah is you have to hear the parasha, be Yoytze with Shemei Kohenah, what Mokum is there after you Yoytze to make a bracha the second time? It's like making a bracha on a second round of 100 Kailas. Doesn't make sense. But if we say that the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of Torah, that the Tzibur connects itself to Torah with Kriyas HaTorah. So theoretically, if it's a different type of day, it could be a different expression of Chibur, of Klai Yisrael to Torah. You could lay in it 15 times, 20 times, 30 times. What's the difference? Calls then Nichnas into the public expression of Kriyas HaTorah, which would seem to be in the words of Chazal itself, the Chazal Darshan, that after Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, there were 3 days without Torah. They came tomorrow, they were given Torah. Thereafter, Chazal established that Yidden should never be as a community 3 days without Torah. It's not one's personal obligation of Talmud Torah by Yom Balayla, but it's a cue of the public connection to Torah. So over here on Simchas Torah, the public connection to Torah is by laying it over and over again, Laharo is Chavivus HaMitz. Now the interesting side, anybody who travels between Eretz Yisrael, especially in the Yeretz Bochrim, sometimes you have where the second day Yom Tov is on Shabbos in Chutz Loretz, and in Eretz Yisrael they had already read the Parsha of the week for the parasha after Yom Tov. For instance, this year, Shvi Shabbesik was on Friday, Achron Shabbesik was on Shabbos. So, in Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Shmini was read that Shabbos, but in America, in Chutz Laretz, where they keep 2 days Yom Tov, Shabbos was still Yom Tov day, and the next week was Parshas Shmini. Somebody goes to Eretz Yisrael that week. Many Bochrim leave after Pesach. They start the Nuzman in Eretz Yisrael. What is the Achiv Kriyas HaTorah? So people have minyanim, they have these Chutz Laretz Dikah minyanim. When I was a Bacher, if I remember correctly, when I was a Bacher, leaving America for Eretz Yisrael was the same type of year, after Pesach. So what they did was Shabbos by Mincha of Achron Shel Pesach, instead of just reading the first Aliyah of Shmini by Shabbos Mincha, they read the whole parasha of Shmini for all of us that were going to Eretz Yisrael. This way we shouldn't be a week behind. Which, l'chor, it's out of place, this whole idea of being in Eretz Yisrael and laying in the parasha that's in America, for the very simple reason that there is no chiyuv, a personal obligation to hear. We can talk about hashlamas. I have to hear this parasha laying for me. There's a chiyuv that's incumbent on the tzibur. If in America the parasha of the tzibur that week is parashas tzav, so then laying shmini is of no relevance to the public recital of that parasha. The same way in Eretz Yisrael, if the tzibur as a klal is that week leining parashas tazria, there's no mokim the next week to lein parashas shmini for those who were not yoytze parashas shmini yet on Shabbos. That's not the parasha of the tzibur. It's not a personal obligation. We can talk about being a week behind, like being mavis sedra, where if you weren't mavis sedra, you catch up a week later. Not a personal obligation, it's a chavis at tzibur. Wherever the tzibur is, whatever the tzibur is, that establishes what the chavis at tzibur is for that week. Maybe there's an Indian, there's some type of Indian to have a shleimus atayr when one gets to the end of the year, so it would be an Indian in Eretz Yisrael of catching up. But to be yoytza the parasha in America, which is not being read, is a little bit difficult. Maybe it's better than nothing, because you get to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to lose that parasha, so they're mamshich. But that, with the background of discussion in this topic of whether there's a makom for hashlomus and being behind and being ahead in terms of parashas, would be in such a framework of whether the chiyuv kriyas haTorah is a personal obligation or whether it's a chovas hatzibur and you're part of whichever tzibur you happen to be part of at that time.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.